USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi thinks a new dynamic is emerging in the fight against the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. COVID-19, a big topic during the Capitol Hill briefing, as was an update on coronavirus relief talks.
Excited about the prospect that there's a bipartisan bill, because I told members I'm not bringing any more bills that are not bipartisan. We wanted to show what needs to be done in the interest of negotiation. They're negotiating. It's a good product. It's not everything we want. Don't get me wrong. I don't want the Republicans to think that this is a dream come true.
The Labor Department says the economy added 245,000 jobs in November. The unemployment rate fell from 6.9% to 6.7%. USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is calling for a signature audit of Georgia's election results after allegations he considers concerning from a hearing from the Government Oversight Committee. Kemp telling Fox News,
I called early on for a signature audit. Obviously, the Secretary of State, per the laws and the Constitution, would have to order that. He has not done that. I think it should be done. I think, especially with what we saw today, it raises more questions. There needs to be transparency on that. I would again call for that, and I think in the next 24 hours, hopefully we'll see a lot more from the hearings that the legislature had today, and we'll be able to look and see what the next steps are. But that's what's good about where we are now. Because of the recount that we're having in the state, it allows those things to be looked at.
The NHL is targeting a mid-January start to the upcoming season. An initial proposed date was set for January 1st, but that appears to be unlikely due to a lack of necessary time for training camp. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Time magazine has named a 15-year-old Colorado scientist and inventor as 2020 Kid of the Year.
Gitanjali Rao was selected out of a field of more than 5,000 U.S.-based nominees. While Time has selected a person of the year for 92 years, it's the first time they've named a kid of the year. Gitanjali's list of achievements is inspiring. The Denver teen is working on finding an easy way to use technology to help detect contaminants like parasites in water. She's working on a product that could help diagnose opioid addiction at an early age. And Kindly is her anti-cyberbullying invention. It's an app and Google Chrome extension that uses AI technology to be able to detect cyberbullying at an early age. She's mentored 30,000 students and also runs innovation workshops around the world for other kids interested in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The aviation industry is cheering a rule on airplanes that bans emotional support animals like birds, cats, and miniature horses. Paul Hartshorn with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants says for years they've been dealing with unruly pets.
Our flight attendants for years have been dealing with untrained, sometimes wild animals in the aircraft cabin because of these false certifications that passengers have been able to obtain.
That audio courtesy of WOAI-TV in San Antonio, Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.